You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Grab your cup of coffee. Heck, you never look finer. It's gonna be a great one when you start your day with Mornings Indy Miner.
You can't make me laugh when we're going live, Shane.
We're live?
We're live. We're live.
I was on my phone.
This is a real deal. Welcome out to Mornings in D Minor. Drew Stew, Shane Miner.
How about this guy?
Who knows?
Present.
Who knows?
Hey, I appreciate the invite.
Hey, thanks for swinging by, Luke.
I didn't think
you were going to come. I just did that as a friend, being like, hey, Luke, you want to come to the show? And you were like, yes. I was like,
we're busy. Technical difficulties. Well, it's funny you say that because when you asked me to come on the show, I was like, I'm just going to do it because Drew would have his feelings hurt. But then when I heard Shane was on, of course I'm going to show up.
See? Thank you, Luke.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That hurt my feelings.
We want to talk about that?
No. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Round one down. Man, you sounded the best you've ever sounded on TV.
Speaking of technical difficulties.
The best you've ever sounded on TV was the first half of the Bulldogging last night.
Appreciate that.
Yep, that was great.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for Janie.
Hey, Janie killed it.
She did do a good job.
For getting thrown, like, right into the fire.
I love it because she's funny. She's got a good sense of humor. She's like, well, I guess I'm just going to lead you through the Bulldog.
The whole time in my ear, like, Jeff and Butch went down. I'm like, okay. Janie, you're going to intro Luke. So I'm sitting there. I'm ready, you know, getting my wiggle on right before the Bulldogging starts. And Janie, like, all right, steer wrestling time. Luke Branquino. And I start talking, nothing on the screen. And then I hear, Luke's down. And Janie's like, well, Luke's down. I guess I'm going to run through this. And she did an amazing job. She's awesome.
You know, Shane, you've dealt with this, doing everything that you do. Live TV is its own animal. Anybody that's – remember when I sent you a text? I can't remember. It was – I don't know how many years ago, and I said, I will never knock live TV again when we started doing a bunch of this stuff.
Oh,
because
yeah.
If it's going to happen, it will happen. And you can have all the test runs in the world,
100%.
And it's going to happen.
That's right. And that's a testament to what his talent is, because when you're live, there's no room for mistakes.
Right.
There's none.
Yeah.
And they're not taking it back. It's like the bullet fired from the gun.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, but you're talented, man.
Well,
you are too, both of you.
Well, I appreciate that, but you guys know as well as anybody, it's the people you work with, the people that's around you. Butch and Jeff are absolutely phenomenal, amazing. So to me, going live, when you have that core group around you, it's just like you're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And that's the best part about it. You're having fun, talking with friends. Those guys, they know their stuff, and really we piggyback off each other. Butch is so fun to commentate the Bulldog with because he's been around for so long. He knows so much about it too.
Right.
So, you know, we can go back and forth on that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so much fun. I mean, and that's, like you say, leaning into good talent. And then also knowing that it happens and not getting blown up.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. Like, just don't get blown up. It is what it is. It's going to happen. It's going to be fine. It'll get fixed, you know. I mean, very seldom does it not work itself out. But during the mix right there, everybody can kind of panic. But that's why I thought Janie did such a good job. It just made me laugh. I was like, good on you, sister. Like, she's the only one. How did she have a mic and not everybody else? Like, what was that deal?
Yeah, so for whatever reason, the only mic that worked was the interview mic in the tunnel. And so she just happened to have it. Thank goodness it wasn't me that had to have it to do the ins and outs, because I'll be honest with you, I'm not a very good in and out guy. Let's talk Bulldogging. We'll talk events all day long. I do want to say, rodeo fans obviously are probably the funnest fans, the most... Anyway, the point being to that is when something goes wrong, they're also going to be the ones that ridicule you and criticize you the most.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and I've found that since we started with the Cowboy Channel. Mm-hmm. You know, things getting put on TV. Well, these fans, they're pretty cutthroat ruthless, too, when things don't go how they should go.
Sure.
Yeah. They don't know the backside of it.
Sure.
And we
idea.
Love you. I'm not knocking you. Yeah, I'm knocking you a little bit. But anyway.
Well, it's because we're pretty tight, you know. I
absolutely
mean, like we're pretty small niche, so we're hard on each other.
Families can fight.
That's right. It.
We can argue.
We can argue. That's all right.
So, it's like with other sport industries that are commentating like that. Do you guys have? I don't know. Do you have like some type of teleprompter, or is it all ad lib?
All ad lib.
Everything he does is off a teleprompter.
Everything.
100%.
Well, you're saying teleprompter. He's saying ad lib.
I can't read. So.
They do pictures for Luke.
That's okay. Yeah. Just to draw. Yeah. I can't read, so a teleprompter doesn't do me no good. And if I could read, I couldn't read that fast.
That fast. Yeah. Well, slow that thing down.
Yeah. But yes, all ad lib, yeah. And you just, you know, talk.
Yes. Yeah. It's just like this morning. Like, what are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
I don't know. The camera comes on. Here we are. Now,
but that makes good TV,
right? It's real,
and that's one thing I've learned with the TV bits I do. My phone keeps blowing up.
I know. Is that your agent? Well, they must be watching the show.
Yeah, everybody's watching the show, and they're trying to be funny.
Hey, can we get on here?
Is that Poshmark? What is that?
Where was I going? Where was I at?
I don't know. No idea. That you got to take it away.
Yeah.
So pre-show, post-show, all that stuff. When they say, okay, this is what we want to talk about, and this is how we want you to present. I'm like,
yep.
No, I'm not practicing this. I'm not rehearsing this, because when you do, then you sound robotic.
That's right.
You were doing that earlier before we started the show.
Yes, I was.
He was.
Very robotic this morning.
Why don't you talk like that through the whole show?
I mean, I might
get us through there.
But morning's in D minor. Very good show.
But he was kind of doing it like in a different posture.
I'm not doing the full Stephen Hawking on camera. I mean, I might a little. You guys are terrible.
It's too early.
It's way too early.
You rehearsed this.
Yeah, I did. Speaking of too early, what did you have going on last night? You were jamming all night or what?
I did. I had a buddy of mine, Jeffrey Steele, who's a Hall of Fame songwriter. I've written with Jeff a long time. We've had hits together. He's a great guy. And we did a show at Resort World for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. All the sponsors, NRS and Browning and people like that were there. So, and Jeff did a great job. I love doing those rounds with him. It's a lot of fun. I mean, that guy I can sing my hits, but he's been a writer way longer, and he can just keep going forever, and he's so talented. You know, I wish I could have got him here this morning. He's actually singing the anthem tonight at the NFR.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, he told me if we kept singing last night, he'd have to do sign language. He looked at me, he goes, we keep going, I'm going to be signing that freaking anthem tomorrow. I'm
like, how late did you guys play last night?
It was pretty late. I don't remember.
Yeah. It was so late.
It was one of those nights. Yeah, I thought you were wearing the same stuff I saw you in yesterday.
I haven't had a shower yet.
I thought that was him.
No, it's me.
That's usual.
It's me.
Usual. Oh, man. Hey, so let's go ahead. Let's talk about last night a little bit. First round, pretty dang good rodeo, huh? It was good watching. Watch the Cowboy Channel broadcast. And, man, good rodeo, good starting. How'd it feel to you?
Yeah, it was good. You know, and I like getting down there to watch. By the time I get down there, the bareback riding's about halfway over, so I didn't get to watch the first few guys go. Mm-hmm. But, man, those guys were turning on. It's fun to watch those, especially those young kids. Yeah. First time at the NFR. Yeah. Yeah, and I got a shout-out to Jason Frost, first time being here. His dad was a bulldogger from California. Mm-hmm. Jason, his brother's a bronc rider. So that kid coming out first year, and he really turned on the last half of the season, was fun. And then, obviously, the steer wrestling, which I got to talk about half of that. Was good, but I'm going to criticize the steer wrestlers
because, seriously.
Oh yeah, was one of the worst nights of steer wrestling that I've seen at national finals. Worst opening nights,
really,
and it had nothing.
And you're being dead serious, right?
I'm being dead serious, and they'll agree with me.
Were they double clutching or what's the deal?
There was some double clutching, but my buddies, they were breaking at the pin, steers were running, and when you're in that type of a situation, you break at the pin and they're running, you get up running up their butt. When you get off, there's only one place for your horse to go, and that's wide.
Right. Yeah.
And if your hazer, which is the toughest place in the world to haze at the Thomas and Mack, can't just wall them, those steers are going to step back to the right, and we've seen that happen with a couple guys. Horse broke up their butt, horse got wide, steer stepped, we hit the ground.
Yeah.
So they were, one, breaking at the pin, not wide, and they're like, well, we're going to catch them fast. You're not going to catch them fast when you miss the barrier, so you might as well break a little wider. Once you get out the mouth of the box, ride over and get them caught. You know, again, and criticizing because I want them to do good.
Right. Sure, absolutely. You know? Sure.
So, okay, I'm going to skip the bulldog. And Tyler Wagspack did what Tyler Wagspack does. He broke wide, run a steer to the middle of the pin, and threw the crap out of him like he does. That kid does not make mistakes.
Yep.
He is liable to get a 6th gold buckle, which very well deserving because he does not make mistakes.
But what about my buddy Will Loomis? I love that guy.
I love Will too, and just and you talked to double clutch right there. Will got off the corner, and I don't know if they thought the gate didn't open or if he thought it was
kind
a
of
late
a weird
gate.
Deal, wasn't it? Yeah.
But there you just roll with it because 99% of the time, even if you're off that early and you pick up, you're going to be late. If you keep your hand down and roll through there, you're going to get a good start. So Will double clutch got really broke at the pin. Mm-hmm. Up that steer's butt, and we've seen, you know, we've seen having the steer step back to the right a little bit. And, you know, 6 inches here is like 3 foot at a regular season rodeo.
Sure. So that's what I was going to ask you about. So I talked to T. Wade and Wesley Thorpe up here yesterday, and this is something that comes up every single year talking about the team roping. The margin for everybody's like, oh, it's a small arena, so it should be easier.
No.
the margin for error in the Thomas and Mack is exponentially higher,
yeah,
because if you're off the barrier this much, it's a ton.
Yes.
You know, 6 inches here is a steer length. Well,
and in all angles. I mean, I'm talking about 6 inches off to the right with your hazer.
Yeah, which way, which where you're breaking
right with your bullogging. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I've always left to center, and these horses are fast enough and broke enough. If you need to ride a stride to them, ride a stride to them. But when you get trapped in behind them in this little arena, you're toast.
That's funny, because like when the guys talk about like head and steers, you know, of course we're all taught break, you know, center left of the pin. You know, the center of the box to the left, so that you have all that room. Well, when you're trying to rope fast and short score, you're going to ease over. And also, the other thing is you know, it gives you another 6-8 inches on the barrier too.
Yeah.
But is it worth it if like you say, if you're a little bit late, then you're not going to get that throw right there to be three anyway, are you?
No, not at all. And these steers nowadays, they run so damn hard, especially these first three rounds. You better take the start. And if one lets off, hey, that's just lucky.
Lucky. Yeah.
You know, they're going to leave and go. So you better take the start. You better break ride. You better plan on running them to the center of the arena.
Yeah.
You have to. You know, 15, 20 years ago when I first started, these steers were bigger. Their feet were twice as big. Their tail hung to the ground.
Yeah.
So they didn't have that athleticism, or they weren't as young or as old. So, you know, just smaller, lighter, faster, quicker, they're going to take off and go. And like I said, if you blast a bear and one lets off in the first three rounds, your money.
Good on you. Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. Use him.
But right now, you can't think that. You got to break middle. No, I'm going to run him halfway, ride your horse, and then go make your run. But, you know, let's skip that. Let's go to the team roping. Yeah. How about the team that didn't rope together all year?
That's cool, isn't
it? Holy smoke.
Right? Four flat.
Four flat.
Unreal.
And first round, never won one before.
Right.
Lightning hadn't. How cool is that?
And he has a prosthetic.
Yeah.
I was talking, and I don't know if that's common knowledge in the team rope world.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Right? Is that something we talk about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait,
yeah.
What was he
in? So when he was a kid, I believe he got part of his...
Yeah, I don't know the whole story. But.
And I don't either. Part of his leg cut off. So he has a prosthetic. I don't know if it's left or right. But that just goes to show you a kid that got injured. Handicap's not in his vocabulary.
No.
And wants to go win, be determined, and go get a go-around win.
So handy with
his
rope.
I love that tenacity.
So handy with
his rope. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know,
what a great story.
I listened to the Short Score podcast this morning, and it's just very cool. Like, the guys are so appreciative. They're buddies. You know, they live 45 minutes down. They've roped together for years, and just the way it all turned out. Like, when the partners shake up, shake down.
It's early.
It's shooken.
Is it shaken?
I don't know. You can say what you want.
We can make up our own words.
Yeah, it's our show, right?
Right.
So, yeah, when the whole partner shakeup went down, they were like, well, we'll just, you know, this is easy for us to rope together. We rope together all the time. So,
and we're right here.
And we're right here. So it was pretty dang cool. And come out, four flat, win the round. And the team ropers talk about, just like you said, the steers, it may not look like it because it's on TV. The steers are big.
Yeah.
And doing it.
Yeah.
And their feet are, even though they're bigger steers, that means they're going to try really hard, and their feet are moving, and they're same deal in the team rope. And if you're off it a little bit, you're off at a mile, and you watch a bunch of teams go down there and do that. But, like, I got to talk about Riley and Brady. First of all, it was great to see them back. It was so good to see Riley and Brady back. They've been friends of mine since we were little kids up in the Northwest, and having them back, but smart team roping. Off the barrier, run one all the way down there. I think there were six something on him, but man, the average pays
$94,000. Yeah.
You know?
We talked about that, the average on the pre-show on Rodeo Live. When I first, the first year when the average was like $38,000, go rounds paid $15,000.
Right.
So, I mean, there's really not, say that back then was a lot of money, but absolutely, not a
but
big
you're going
variation.
For the, and you said it last night, I'm going every round.
Every round. But now, looking back at it, or looking at it now, that's a $100,000 paycheck. So I don't think I would change my approach to it, but some of these guys, maybe they do.
Yeah.
You know, but the go-rounds are paying, what, $40,000 now? So I don't know.
Pretty and dang close,
speaking of Will Loomis, he's going to have to be deadly in those go-rounds. He is not out of it by no means.
Yeah.
He's going to have to make some adjustments.
I love Will Loomis. I mean, I love all those guys.
Yeah.
I love Will.
You know, so, yeah, that approach in the average, like you said, with the miners.
Let's go get them.
The miners.
Right?
I mean,
right?
Great last name.
Last name.
Come on.
Man,
underage drinkers forever.
I know it. Mean, that is the handsome side of the family.
That's right.
Moving on. Where are we at? The Bronc riding.
The Bronc.
Hey, how
Stetson,
about it? Welcome back.
right? Welcome back, right? Had him on the pre-show or the Rodeo Live. I keep calling it pre-show because that's what it was. He said, man, I don't know my horse, but Statler said I could be 90.
So what do you do?
90.
Go be 90.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Let me just do this.
Yeah. See what I do.
He's down enough in the bronc ride.
Just go ride him.
Just go after him.
Absolutely. Just go,
just go
ride him.
He's going to have to ding him in the rounds to have a chance, which that's a pretty rank race. That's probably one of the funnest races the last few years has been the bronc ride, in my opinion.
And still so fun to watch. Oh, I mean, isn't it?
Prettiest event.
It is.
Love it.
I love watching the bronc ride.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Seeing him on your show and then having him go out and do it.
Right.
He's a cool cat. Like, how do you not be a fan of that guy?
You have to just hate yourself not to be a fan of Stetson Wright. I mean, honestly. And that family, for that matter.
The whole family.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I've always said that once you meet them, it's like if you don't love them, you're incapable of loving anybody. They're 100%. Such sweet people.
Yeah. Yep.
Great
100%.
Family.
And you know, they're winners on so many levels, but they're going to try to help everybody win. They're going to elevate everybody.
Yeah. And you can see it, even for people watching television, if they're taking those behind-the-shoot shots, you can see how they are with the other riders.
Absolutely.
They're there for them. That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, and I get tired of hearing the old deal, they're the Wrights, they get extra points.
Oh,
they work their, can we say butt or hiney?
Can say that.
What about the other word?
I won't say that word, but
they work their tails off,
to
have the success they have.
Yeah.
And somebody always told me, you know, luck is for rabbits. And that's how it is. You know, those kids work their butts off, and that's why they have the success. Like just like their dad did.
You don't do it one after another. You don't get lucky with that many kids that many times from dad down.
Yeah.
That's not luck. You know, I mean, so I remember years and years ago, it a little bit different because it's not Judge, but Tuff Cooper and I were talking about this, and it might have been on an interview, but I remember we were sitting at the arena there at Roy's place, and we were talking about it, and he said, you know, the only thing that really bothers me is they tell me how lucky I am on my draws. They didn't see him in the arenas doing the workouts that I got to see him doing. They were like, oh, his calves jump up in his lap. You should see what this dude does in the arena with his jeans on, like the workouts that when I mean, it was I was a fan of Tuff watching him, and it wasn't just for show.
Sure.
It was every day. It wasn't tying calves. It was the lifting weights and the doing all the stuff every single day to get those gold buckles. Well, he just draws good, and he might outwork you.
Well, and
might outwork you.
I seen a thing that rang so true. It was on one of those social media sites. It said, I've failed more times than you've tried, so don't call me lucky.
There you go.
Wow.
I love that.
I mean, and that's in any industry, you know?
Isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Yep. The best ever.
That is outstanding.
That is true. Yeah. And I mean, that's 100%.
That's in anything.
Yep.
Love
100%.
So, Luke, I'm sure you've told this story a million times, but when did it finally click with you? Like growing up, you just like to go out and hunt and hang out and like. And then when did it all of a sudden you just decide, well, I think I'm going to take this bulldog deal serious?
Yeah. So when I was a kid, my brother Casey Tony actually steer wrestled a couple times. We have the VHS of him. Have you guys seen that?
Yes,
no.
Yes.
You have seen it?
Yes, I've seen it.
I don't think I have
it on my phone.
I think if you do, we should play it. He'd appreciate that.
I will get that. Yeah. I bet Tony would love that. Tony was a preacher at my wedding. So the Brand Queenos are like family. Yeah,
they're great.
Yeah, Tony said that however he did it, he like called me the bride. Like that
That's
was pretty neat.
I totally get that.
Yeah, I could see it actually.
Anyway, enough about me.
So Casey was bulldogging. He had John Black, a great family friend out there that was bulldogging, helping him. John W. Jones would come out a little bit and help. Joey Ames. And I was at the age where I didn't really care about anything.
Right.
You know,
I didn't say Trav Cadwell.
Trav wasn't out helping Casey.
Oh, well, that's right.
Yeah, Trav helped me.
Oh,
he was my guy.
Oh, he was your guy.
Yeah,
gotcha.
just ask him. And I'll tell him he was. Trav was very influential in my steer wrestling.
Right.
But I would come in from hunting. They'd be throwing steers down. And my dad would get a couple loads of steers every year for team ropings. And there'd always be some minis, like dwarf steers. Well, those were mine. They had big horns and size of a calf. They would throw them down for me, then I would run them. And I had those steers for 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
And so I'd come run some steers. I'd get back in the Jeep and go hunting. Freshman year hit, I'd jumped the bale a bunch up to that point. And I'm like, this is kind of fun. And when my freshman year hit, I started jumping steers and went from there.
That's it.
I hated roping.
Did you really?
I didn't hate it, but when I swing my rope, I get a figure eight in my loop because I have a funny...
He didn't hate roping. Roping hated him.
There you go. But I am, for everybody watching out there, I'm a five, so looking for a little number.
Looking
header.
For a run.
Yeah, yeah, got it.
Perfect.
The way
perfect.
These are paying better than the NFR.
Yeah, you might want to come, right? Come down here. Come you want to enter? Yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of that was it. I loved the physical aspect of it. I love not having to have a rope bag or a rope can or a pig and string. No. And when you're a bulldog, you can go get mounted, be done, pay us some money if you win, and back home.
It's awesome.
That's nice.
It's awesome.
Got it figured out.
Yeah.
That's it. It's easy.
So, I am jealous, though, what these guys are winning now from when I retired. I mean, this rodeo has stepped up.
It's cool. So it's cool. We were talking yesterday, like one of the big stories in the team roping side of things is Caleb Driggers has an opportunity to win $1 million this year. Jeez. This year. Like not just in the PRCA, of course, but with all the futurity winnings, all the big roping winnings and everything. He's sitting at 959 something.
Wow.
Unreal.
You know, so you just put a couple
Two
go rounds, and a dude's won $1 million team roping in 1 year.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Cool. just that the entire industry has got to that point, you know.
I mean, I say it's about time.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, 100%. Because I look at professional sports, football, NFL, Major League Baseball, all that stuff.
Yeah.
These guys, man, they get these big contracts. They got teams. They got coaches. They got all this stuff.
Yep.
These cowboys, you know, you're out there. You're your own guy.
Yep.
You're making it happen. You're working. There is nothing for those guys. You follow me?
No, absolutely.
They're making their own way. There is no contract.
No.
There is none of that. And I've always been one of those guys went, man, how do you – I wish the Cowboys made that money because they're the hardest working guys. Yep.
Well, paying fees, insurance,
100%.
Trucks, trailers,
fuel, all going down the road, everything.
Any other sport – it's paid for by the league or the team.
100%.
Or the sponsor.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know,
it's great, yeah.
You're 100% right. And, you know, to that point, I think it's about time, but I think there's even more out there for us.
Yeah. I think there's even more.
So.
We're lucky, guys. The entire industry, you know, especially over the last handful of years, the Yellowstone effect is a real thing.
100%.
Sure.
You know, the cowboy hat is cool. We were talking about our buddies at Resist All the other day. I mean, they're, you know, they can't build hats fast enough.
Right.
That's good.
Dang near a year behind and building cowboy hats. And it's because this industry, there's something wholesome about the Western industry. We love our animals. We've got all that going for
right.
And even though the world has changed a whole lot, it is still cool to be a cowboy.
It really is.
Yeah. And what Taylor Sheridan did, and then with everything else, you know, all the initiatives, Cowboy Channel, we're getting out there and being seen more, and it's very, very cool, and we're very, very fortunate.
Yes.
I mean, your industry, look at Kojo right now. I mean, he's everywhere.
Right.
What a great ambassador for
great.
Us.
Absolutely.
You know, when they're seeing him on all the different shows, on all the different talent shows all the time, and then going around, it's cool.
It's
very, very cool. You know, and he's a team roper, which, you know.
Absolutely.
It's pretty
neat. We don't
hold
it against him.
Yeah,
we don't hold it.
Yeah.
And you know what our industry and what we have that they don't have? We have rodeo moms.
Yeah.
Hot rodeo moms. I saw a shirt I'm going to get it at Cowboy Christmas as I love hot rodeo
Your
moms.
Hot rodeo mom sitting
she
right
is,
over there.
She is sitting right over there. There she
Gosh,
is, right
dang.
Over there. Look at her shaking her head at
she
us.
Is,
going, here
she,
we go. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Pretty lucky.
He ain't wrong.
I know.
Yeah,
see?
He ain't
I'm
wrong.
Not wrong.
Oh, my Lanta.
It's early.
It is early.
How much more time we got on this show?
Yeah, we're just about there.
Gosh.
Hey, so Shane, so we started this show last year just kind of being funny because this is what it's all about. This is really our show. Like this is it. You're perfect. So Shane, real quick, for those people out there that don't know your story at all, just real quick, 30,000 foot view, TV guide version.
Okay.
Singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter.
Used to be a cop.
Yep, I was an L.A. cop.
LAPD.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing.
Yep. LAPD went undercover in the high schools, the 21 Jump Street deal. I was undercover in the high school, so my unit did that.
As a student?
Yeah, I went back to high school undercover. Yeah, had on a total different name.
Basketball player.
Yeah, basketball player, yeah. He's messing with you. No, but I was.
That is crazy.
And then from there, I was always writing as a kid and singing in these honky-tonks and wherever I could get in. And somebody came in and found me one day. There happened to be a guy in Nashville. He showed up, moved me to Nashville, had a record deal for a while, and toured with Shania Twain and a great time with her. It was awesome. Then continued writing and started having hits for other people and love what I do. And I'm a big ambassador for artists and writers. I love it. I've been around Nashville for 30 years. I was born in Modesto, California, you know, so I, you know, covered all those grounds out there in Oakdale and all that right. stuff. That's that whole area is where I'm from. So, so here I am with this guy. That's got me to here. This is how I went up for a minute.
I was just going to say you were.
And now I'm on the backside.
Both you guys.
I have a great show.
I love Drew.
Used to be a five-time world champion. Now it's on the mornings with D Minor.
Yeah.
Used to be a great songwriter.
Now.
Wow, I thought I was on my way up, but I better rethink this whole deal.
You have us on here, so you are
so
kind of climbing.
Oh, so I still am climbing.
Yeah.
I still.
Hey, look at there's Eddie Preifert.
Oh man,
look
Eddie Preifert's here.
Did you finally wake up?
Hey,
would that be 3-4 cues?
That's we got 3-4 cues. Eddie, come here.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lanta.
We should get a camp song.
We should get a
I think you should write it right now. Grab that guitar.
No, I'm not going to let you. Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Hello, Eddie.
Hi, Eddie. How are you doing?
Hey, everybody. This is Eddie Preifert.
How are you doing, Eddie?
Eddie Preifert.
Hi, buddy.
Mount Pleasant, Texas. Eddie Preifert.
Eddie Preifert.
Yeah,
welcome to the show, Eddie.
Hey, we got 3-4 cues. And then we got, what camp are you in again? Sorry.
The one that started the whole thing.
Oh,
actually.
I already told you the story on that deal, so you want to keep
going? Yeah, no, but it's true. Glad. Yeah, thank me for you guys having a camp and your grandfather or great grandfather, whoever it was. Eduardo, what's a good word, pal?
I just got here 2 days ago, played golf yesterday in the Cody Johnson Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
How was it?
We had a great time. Good time.
Did you golf? Last time he golfed, he blew his knee out. I don't know. It's weird.
Sarah didn't know that until right now.
Oh. Sorry.
Monday.
Your wife?
No.
That would be a good idea.
I
think we're gonna have her and Brooke, and that's it. Okay. That's going to be the show.
Let's get Sarah, let's get Brooke, and let's get Randa on the show.
Just have the girls do it.
Have the wives on the show.
Yeah. And then we'll just go grab a Bloody Mary. Eddie, those yellow bucking shoots look awful good last night.
Really good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everything's going great. Great show. Everything was good. You guys all did good last night.
Drew said I did really good for the first half of the bulldogging.
Yeah, when his mic was shut off.
True story, technical difficulties. First half, no.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. It happens.
What do you got on your docket this week, Cowboy?
I just, you name it. Going to the convention center, staying here, working the booths here at the World Series, and just wherever I need to be, however I need to be there. Just all over
He's
town.
A man of the people.
He is.
All over town.
Busy. Man of the people.
Pressing the flesh.
Pressing the flesh. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah. It's always good to see you guys.
Oh, man. Yeah, Eddie. I'm glad just that all the 4 Qs are here.
Yeah.
This is great. Great fun.
Probably have a couple more that we're bringing over.
No, there'll be, yeah. Now, we have like, there's like 3 gringos that ride horses. I just got kicked
out
of my
camp. Are you one of them?
I just got kicked. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You coming to 4 Q?
Yeah, you guys got an open slot.
I don't know. We're going to
get in trouble. In trouble. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boop. Hey, what are you going to play for us today?
I'll play a song me and Eddie wrote.
Okay,
yeah.
A song that you and Eddie wrote?
Yeah, called Amigos. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, me and Eddie wrote that.
Let's do that.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Okay.
Is Eddie going to sing it?
Sure.
Yeah. He's going to sing backup.
No, I will not.
Yeah. Eddie, I've heard you sing.
Yeah.
You know what he sings really good? Is 867-530. Now, he sings that great. I've
really?
Heard. Oh, yeah.
Man.
I don't know what he's talking
about. Yeah, no, I've heard him in his truck.
Oh,
yeah,
come on now.
Here, let me hold your cup.
All right.
Can you hear that?
You got her. He says, you bet. Hey, you know, Jeremy knows Shania Twain, too, I think.
Yeah, Eddie's sitting up here. He just said, can I leave now? Can I leave? Am I excused? Yes, Eddie.
Yes.
You may be excused.
Eddie, you may exit the stage.
Go over there and listen.
Eddie, you don't want to sing it with me?
No.
Oh, Garcia's margaritas. 2-for-1 cold draft Dos Equis beer. Same round table when we're all able. That's where they find us, longtime musketeers. And we hang and we drink, laugh and we cuss and we say what we think. We lift each other up. We cut each other down, and we know where we're from. It don't matter how big that we think we become. We're reminded and then some. If our nose gets in the clouds, that's us, amigos. No egos allowed.
Here's Eddie's verse.
What's up lately?
Yeah.
Wives and babies, It's always the same thing. In between the jokes, first loves, first cars, broke bones, broke hearts, and puffing on cigars, and a lot of blowing smoke. And we hang, and we drank, and we laugh, and we cuss, and we say what we think. We lift each other up, we cut each other down, and we know where we're from. It don't matter how big that we think we've become. We're reminded and then some. If our nose gets in the clouds, that's us, amigos. No egos allowed. I'd sure love to see those amigos right now.
Amigos.
I love it.
Good stuff.
You don't want to be on the wagon to hear that song, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's great.
I thought Eddie did a good job writing this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That second verse is fitting.
Yeah, Eddie, that was great.
Great job.
Good job, Eddie.
Good job, Eddie.
Good second verse.
Good job. I always, you know, since we're amongst group, I always, when we're on stage doing stuff and they have a performer come up and they have them singing next to me or and the camera's on me and I'm just sitting there like all awkward and...
No,
that's how I feel, though.
Really?
Oh, very awkward.
Yeah.
And then Drew's over here looking at his phone and his watch. I'm like,
that was
rude.
Your phone.
You? Why were you looking
at
my phone?
Oh, you can look at your phone.
Because it doesn't
watch.
Stop going off.
I'm busy. I'm important. But yeah, he's looking at his watch and like, what are you doing? He's like, I just can't wait for this to get over.
Hey, I get it. But you know what? You haven't heard anything yet till you heard him do Louis Armstrong. Think
on,
to myself, what a wonderful
show.
World.
Not on the first show?
Nope. That's not a first show deal.
Really?
Nope. No, that is not.
My phone.
Stephen Hawking's is a first show.
There's a theme every show. Louis Armstrong is not the theme today.
When is Louis coming?
I don't know. We'll have to yeah, channel.
You
got to
pay attention
bit.
And listen.
I want to go
Luke.
Back to the song, though. I mean, that resonates with our industry, our sport,
yeah,
our livelihood,
yeah.
Our buddies.
That's
our
true.
Buddies.
It's true.
100%.
The long line. Absolutely, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that, just listening
tight
to the
group,
words.
That.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, and I think, not only our industry, I think that worldly, there's people that aren't
sure.
Western, but these are amigos. They don't.
Yeah. That's right.
You know,
hanging out
no matter how far
that's
we get,
hanging
you know,
out
we
pals.
Always go back. We always have that common bond and that thread, you know, and that's
absolutely.
What that was written about. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's good stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, gentlemen.
No, I'm not done.
I don't care. You're done. No, you're done. That's it.
I thought we were going to finish the rodeo. We didn't even
talk about
it.
Yeah, we didn't talk about
barrel
racing.
Barrel racing, tie down rope, and bull riding.
Nobody cares
no,
about
we didn't
that.
Talk about bull riding, did we?
We didn't.
They do those?
I want to talk about Shad Mayfield.
Oh,
man, how about that?
Oh, hey, we
a
got
man that's on
hey,
a mission.
We got to talk about
and
that.
And here's why. He has been doubted in this arena.
And you could
he
tell last
it.
Night.
Oh, that's what
could
I told Lindsay. We were sitting next to each other. I was like,
hey.
Wait, what was he? He was like a 6 what last night?
6'8", I think.
6'8".
That's right. That's right.
So, you know when, like watching Isaac or these guys in college football, when these linebackers go take somebody down and they stand over him, they go, let's go.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
When he did his let's go last night, let's go. Like, it was, if that didn't, like, as a competitor,
oh, I know.
Just
oh, yeah.
get a hold right. of you.
Well, listen,
it was so cool, man.
I haven't
it was
ran a
so
steer
cool.
for 10 years in that arena, and when he did that, I got
oh, I bet
and
you
chills.
Were like
absolutely.
I've been there.
Fires
I felt
you
that.
Oh, it 100%. Was,
yeah.
Because you know that he had that, oh, you think I can't?
Yeah.
You think, I mean, and you listen to the interview and stuff, like, I love that, man.
But
I think that is so cool.
Then Riley Webb just coming out and doing what he does.
Yeah, right.
When he got it on him, like, oh damn,
oh boy. If that, if that calf doesn't go, if that calf doesn't go down right
exactly.
there,
exactly. Yeah, if he don't,
they tie.
Yeah,
you know, they tie right there in the round.
But that's what we love to see in the right? sport. That head to head battle and two buddies. It's not
like
they hate
good
each
dudes.
Other,
yeah,
like, you know,
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
and then Cassie Mowry in the barrel race.
Great. Just doing Cassie Mowry stuff.
Has never been here before.
Isn't that awesome?
First out wins around.
I'm so tickled for.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys watched the Luke Branquino show, but I had Haley Kinzel on 2 weeks ago.
You have a show?
Yeah, shut up.
He's a 4Q.
Yeah, that's right. Had her on, and she came to the house and did some lessons with me. If you haven't checked out the Luke Branquino
show.
Oh,
I did watch.
Yes.
I actually did watch some.
What do you mean?
Them.
You watch all of them religiously. We know we did some lessons in the arena, and it paid off last night.
Yeah.
For, you know, winning third in a round.
Yeah.
Or second round. Sorry, second round.
You're such a good coach.
I know.
He's a great coach.
Great coach.
How do you not love this guy? People. He's another one. Lovable.
Right. Well, he's something.
Like
he's
a big old teddy bear.
He's really something.
Yeah.
He's really something, this guy.
Okay, last but not least, Stetson Wright again in the bull riding. Now, he did have a lot of confidence coming in that
he
one.
Did.
He got on. He was 90 on him at the circuit finals.
He did.
He's like,
yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
He did this.
Can I point out my Tennessee boy that I watched grow up, though, is Hudson Bolton.
Yeah.
God, I love that kid. That kid, he rodeoed from junior high to high school rodeo with my kids, and he was a fixture at our house probably because I had three daughters, but he was there. But I freaking up.
Valid.
Fair. Yeah. Hudson, I love you. But, no, he was great. So proud of him, you know, to see him come through the ranks like he's done and did good. But, man, there's just a bunch. There's a crop of kids coming up that's just amazing.
100%.
Amazing.
8 bull rides last night?
Yep.
So
yep.
That's what I was just going to mention. I love that we're back to the good bull riding at the NFR.
Yeah.
Not that it was never bad, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Like, there was a while, you know, the PBR and everything, where it's like, man, we're not getting the guys, and now these guys are riding them, and I mean, it was cool last night. That's what it's supposed to be, you know. And I mean, the bulls are so ranked now. I am not knocking the Cowboys by any means.
No.
The bulls have gotten ranker and with the talent level of the Cowboys. Here comes the talent level all the bucking stock. But it is pretty dang cool to see him covering that many bulls.
That's right. Hats off to stock contract.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh, hats off.
Yeah. Well, when Donnie Gay on Rodeo Live, he came on and said, "We're going to ride 10 bulls tonight." Did I sound like
that? Yeah, exactly. You said, "Do it again."
"We're going to ride 10 bulls tonight."
I love listening.
I was like, "Donnie, you're out your mind."
That's what.
Then when they rode 8, I'm like, "Damn, Donnie knows what he's talking about." That's weird. I mean, he knows what he's talking about.
What camp is Pete Carr in?
Whatever Jeff Metters is in, I think they're.
Him and Jeff are.
I think
camp
so.
Mates?
Yes,
I
think so.
Believe so.
I believe so.
Because they go on the Rancheros just doing all the things.
Rancheros,
but I don't think Tandy. They're not Paisanos, are they?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they are.
He's Tandy's.
They might be. Tandy is.
Yeah,
I love him.
I just go with Tandy and Manny. Beginning every ride up their rodeo camp and have a couple shots of tequila.
He makes sure that they're the last ones. He takes his bottle of tequila on the long ride and makes sure he's right there at the end.
Yeah. You know who's fun on the ride?
DFL.
You know who's fun on the long ride? The whole week up there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fun hater.
The long ride is the whole week for him.
Is the whole week.
I had Trav Cadwell ride three rides ago. We rode the whole long ride double.
Oh, there it is.
No, you did.
Oh.
I swear. I've led him. One year he made me lead his horse. Like he just climbed on his horse and handed me a lead rope.
Classic.
And I led him.
I love Trav.
I did that when he made the finals. I led him in the box.
Same thing. So you know exactly.
I mean,
you spent a lot of time with that guy.
Travis, we love you.
I'm telling you. Yeah, he rode double with me on the longer. That makes that 18-mile ride about 47 miles.
Because you double it.
Yeah.
Almost. Maybe triple it.
Oh, my gosh.
Why would you do that?
It wasn't my idea. He just climbed on. What am I going to do? Tell him no?
Wrapped around him.
Hit 100%.
Yeah. It might have been the big Drew, too. Like, he had really.
Oh, the big Drew.
The big Drew.
He does have long arms.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Ridiculous. You guys are. I am done with.
Yes.
Yes, way done.
Well, we it's 9:45. Don't we go to 10:40?
No, we were supposed to go to like 9:10, but.
This is your show. You go as long as you want.
I love it. No, we're just trying to. We know you guys are busy.
No, I'm not today. We can go. I've got plenty of time.
You got plenty of time?
We can just keep going.
Yeah, it's fun.
Boy.
We can take this
I keep
to Cowboy
trying
Christmas.
To wrap this. I've never tried to wrap a show so hard in my life.
Just can't do it.
Just can't do it.
You can't do it.
No. You know what?
You can
work on your outs right here, huh?
That World Series of Team Roping starts today.
Oh, hey, that's the big news.
Don't we got to mention that?
Yeah, we have to.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Luke. That's why you're here.
TV professional.
Yeah, noon we kick everything off. And this is, you know, it's been with the whole everything. We're not going to talk about it because everybody's heard about it enough. But with everything that's been going on with the horses and everything, you know, we're really excited. A huge thank you to Michael Gaughan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To Ryan.
Absolutely.
Steve Stallworth, all of the guys here at the South Point for doing what they've done. This place is, but you could eat off the floor down in the stall barn. I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. But everything is clean and safe and ready to go. And we'll kick off with our 16.5 roping here in a little bit.
That's great.
And then we're going to finale rope. You know, because of the way things turned out, we were hoping to have a $20 million jackpot. It. We're still going to be in the deep teens. Deep teens. It's going to be great. And this is the reason for the season. You guys know that. I'm a team roper through and through.
What this has done for the team roping industry is unreal. I wish everybody could see this.
It's
the people that do not get to come here.
Yep.
Got to it once in their life. They need to come here and see this. This is amazing.
What a deal. Go like Sarah and the boys are coming in on Monday. Go to the rodeo and experience that.
Yes.
And then come and experience this. It's pretty dang cool what goes on in Las Vegas.
That's exactly right.
Plus, we were talking about, you know, Jeremy is over here producing for us. He's got Turner, his son here. There, you've got your son showing up.
Yep. Junior NFR.
There is so
Mike
much
Johnson.
Stuff going on. Great. My goodness, you know, you can go all over Las Vegas. There's something for everybody.
If you
want to don a cowboy hat, come on.
Come on.
You can almost run yourself ragged not to get to enjoy it if you think about it.
Exactly. Yeah, you're like, you're so tired.
Yep.
When you get home, I'm never doing that again. And 20 years later, you're like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, exactly. And here we are. I thought when I retired, I was done with steer wrestling horses and trucks and trailers, and here I am again.
It just draws you back, doesn't it? It's all we're good at, Luke. This is all we got. We don't have any other
options.
You're
good at other things.
Like?
Building bricks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in this morning to Mornings in D Minor with Shane Minor and Luke Branquino. I am Drew Stew. Bulldogging was way easier than this working for a living, huh?
Oh, way, way easier. Guaranteed money, though.
Guaranteed money.
No entry fees.
No entry.
It's perfect. And travel paid for.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
This is always a treat to be here with you guys in the morning. And
I got to slip him a 20 for saying that every day.
I think he was talking
actually
about
100.
Me.
Yeah, actually, he was talking about actually 100.
But, is 100 now?
That's right.
Inflation.
Well, yeah.
Inflation, yeah.
Things are expensive out there.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Cab to the Thomas Mack, $40.
$40.
Wow.
Gosh, dang it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Expense report.
I have my own travel.
Yeah.
I have my own transportation.
He's got his own.
Yeah, he's probably got a limo.
I got people.
The Luke limo.
He's a 4Q.
Yeah, that's right.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, everybody. All of this is brought to you by EQN Sports, all driven by Holiday Auto Group, and we're going to have a lot of shows coming up. Once again, on behalf of these guys, I'm Drew Stew. We'll catch all of you in a little bit.
Grab your cup of coffee. Heck, you never look finer. It's going to be a great one when you start your day with Morning.